and you are keeping quiet to, quote, keep the peace for someone else and their feelings and how they're going to respond, but it's eating you alive? My question for you is,
welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host, Katie Fortune, the girl that says, it's not my disability, it's my different ability. We are going to dig deep every week discussing the challenges, the struggles, the successes and wins with being different. We will bring you inspiring and motivating stories and messages of people with different abilities that are living their best lives the way they were created. Are you ready? I know I am. Let's do this.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Different Ability Podcast. I'm your host and friend, Katie Fortune. Thank you for being here today. Okay, let's chat about a topic that sometimes is hard to talk about because it's hard to do. Sometimes staying quiet doesn't actually keep the peace. Like, are you ever in a situation where you're like, if I just don't say anything, it'll be better. I'll just tiptoe around the subject. It'll be better. I've been there. Have you? And in the end, it actually doesn't help at all. This topic kind of goes back to my episode last week. So if you missed it, go check it out. It's called Speak Up. And I talk about speaking up for yourself, saying something when you feel something, being honest, open communication. Now, that doesn't mean we have to be rude and mean. It's just sometimes this whole like picking up the rug, brushing the problems under and setting it back down isn't what we should be doing. Like, it drives me insane. I've been doing that for so many years of my life. And in the last few years, I've really like had an eye-opening experience on why I should not be doing that. Now, I will say, yes, there are times and situations that you don't need to speak up. You don't need to say something. Maybe just keeping it to yourself and moving on is best. Okay, that's fair. But if you get down to the nitty-gritty and you are keeping quiet to, quote, keep the peace for someone else and their feelings and how they're going to respond, but it's eating you alive, my question for you is it really keeping the peace? Are you at peace now? Sure, maybe you kept the peace for someone else and they can go live their life peacefully and brush things under the rug and pretend like everything's fine. But how's your peace? How are you feeling inside? I really want you to think about that. I'm really hopeful for the new generations coming up and how people are doing such a great job at standing up for themselves, speaking up respectfully, but also saying how they feel. Because what good is it going to do? Like I said before, you're keeping the peace for someone else. That's great. But if you internally feel like garbage because people are treating you bad, mistreating you, and you let that go, that's not helpful for you. I really want you to dig in and think about like how it makes you feel. If you're going to brush some things under the rug, not stand up for yourself, not speak up for yourself, how do you truly feel? It's hard to get there. It's hard to think about, but it's something I've been working on a lot. And like I said before, it doesn't mean that you need to be rude or mean to anyone, but you have every right to stand up for yourself and what you believe in. And it does not have to make everyone else happy. A lot of the times it won't. But at least people will know where you stand. I've been talking about boundaries for a long time. I have been finding my own boundaries more recently than not. And I've been standing up for those boundaries. It's really important to do, yes, as adults. But it's, in my opinion, even more important to start when you're young. Teaching children and the youth that it's okay to say no. It's okay to walk away when someone's not being nice to you. It's okay to speak what you feel, even when you're little. is going to help you practice and help them practice to be a better adult, to own who they are and really know who they are. Many people talk about building confidence and how do you do that? And confidence is important. It starts with you. Confidence starts with you, and you have to practice every single day. But how do you get confident, Katie? How do you build that confidence? Knowing who you are is the answer. And that can take a lifetime to figure out. And we can keep learning that about ourselves. But starting young is very important. And starting now, wherever you are, is just as important. Hey, hey, a quick little ad break here. I would just like to talk to you today about some new upcoming things. This little ad, you know, it's me. If you want to have an ad on the Different Ability Podcast, please hit me up. Connect with me. We'll get something figured out. But for right now, I just wanted to check in. Are you subscribed? Have you checked out my website, katiefortune.com, where all things, everything I'm working on is over there. Also, shop Katie Fortune. I have a bunch of stuff in the shop. I'm adding more items and they're coming soon. So go check that out as well. I really appreciate you. Thank you for listening. And let's get back into this episode because gosh darn it, it's a good one. I find we are really good at worrying about everyone else. We're worried about what they think of us, how they feel of us. I don't know if that made sense, but we're worried about everyone else's and their feelings. But what about you? What about your feelings? If you do something for someone else just to make them happy, but you feel junky about it and it doesn't fill you up, that's not helpful. You're going to find yourself in less peace over time because you're trying to make everyone else happy. I encourage you to focus on you a little bit more. And again, like I said before, we do have to do things we don't like to do. I'm not saying that you never have to do something you don't want to do. I mean, realistically, you don't have to do something you don't want to do. But sometimes we do in life have to make sacrifices, whatever those look like. And that's okay. But at the end of the day, if you can put your head down on the pillow and say, wow, I at least did what I needed to do today, I feel pretty good about myself. I feel good that I've been pouring into others and they pour back into me. Well, gosh darn it, you did it. Good job. At the end of the day, when you think back at your day or the week or the month, think about, are you truly at peace? Are you truly at peace? Oh, like I said before, though, I get back and forth on this because life is not perfect. There are going to be ups and downs. But what I'm hoping that you can get out of this short little episode today, before you go out and say yes, before you just bend over and do anything someone wants you to do, sit back for a second, think, is this truly what I want? Will this bring me joy and happiness? Or on the flip side, will this push me out of my comfort zone and have me try something new and exciting that at the end of the day, I'm going to be like, wow, yes, I did that? Or are you thinking, oh, I have to go do this because this person wants me to. And if I say no, they're going to make a bigger deal out of it. And then I never hear the end of it. Right there, that subtle shift is what I want you to pay attention to. We've all been there. A lot of us could be currently there. I have to remind myself daily, even hourly, wait, hold on. How do I feel about this? Where am I at with this right now? Yeah, that sounds like something fun I could do. Or, nope, this is not what I want right now. This is not what I need in my life right now. I want you to dig deep and really think about, what is peace for you? What brings you peace? Where you can take a big deep breath and say, huh, that felt good. It was a great day. That's my goal for you this time. On this episode, sit down and think about some of the things you did recently. Did they bring you peace and joy, happiness, excitement? Or did it bring you dread? that you just, I don't want to do that. Dang it, I wish I wouldn't have done that or said that or agreed to that. And just reflect a little bit and then try again tomorrow. There you have it. Let's go try it. And remember, my friends, staying quiet, doing what everyone wants you to do, may keep the peace for them, but does it actually keep the peace for you? Talk to you next time.
Wow, can you believe it? It's already done? Another episode is complete. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you want more, head on over to katiefortune.com/podcast. There you will find a link to all of the Different Ability Podcast episodes, along with where you can join the exclusive Different Ability Podcast Facebook group. Lastly, if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend or family member. And I would love it if you left a 5-star review. The more reviews and ratings we get, the more incredible stories we can share each week. And remember, it's not your disability, it's your different ability. Are you ready to share it with the world?